Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 2 today, verses 19 through 23. Matthew 2, verses 19 through 23. It says, "But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead.' And he arose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene." Now, you would have a hard time finding a place in the Old Testament where prophets said the Messiah would come from Nazareth. I want you just to understand that, because if you were to do a study and say, wait a minute, where did the prophets say that he'd be from Nazareth? If you did a study and tried to find where it said the Messiah would come from Nazareth, you would never find that. But that's not what the passage is saying here. The passage is actually saying he would be called a Nazarene. First, let me lay this out for you. In John chapter 7, look at verses 45 through 52. It says, "The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, 'Why did you not bring him?' The officers answered, 'No one ever spoke like this man.' The Pharisees answered him, 'Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that doesn't know the law is accursed.' Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and was one of them, said to them, 'Does our law judge a man without first giving him hearing and learning what he does?' They replied, 'Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee.'" Yes, there was no prophecy that said that the Messiah was going to come from Galilee. The prophecy said that he would be actually born in Bethlehem. But the passage here simply says in Matthew chapter 2, he said in verse 23, "And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene." Listen. To be called a Nazarene was an insult back in that day. That's why the Bible said that he would be rejected, despised, insulted. Well, let me just show you the passages that I'm talking about. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 3. "Who's believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not." He was considered a Nazarene. He was despised. Isaiah 49, look at verse 7. Isaiah 49. Verse 7 says this, "Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." Again, deeply despised by the nation. Oh, Psalm 22. Verse 6 says this, Psalm 22, verse 6, "But I'm a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people." Mark chapter 9, verse 12, "And Jesus said to them, 'Elijah does come first to restore all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt.'" Actually, the prophets had said that he would be a Nazarene. What the prophets said when they said he'd be a Nazarene was that he would be despised. The fact that he came from Nazareth was an evidence of the prophecy that said he was going to be looked down upon. And the fact that he came from Nazareth, they were like, no prophet comes from Nazareth. And that's a bad... Well, when I grew up in in New Hampshire, we lived in a little town called Milton, and our rival was Farmington. Farmington, New Hampshire. We always called them the armpit of New Hampshire. Although I'm sure they called Milton the armpit of New Hampshire. But we always despised anyone who lived in Farmington in the same way. Anyone that would come from Nazareth would be despised. So when the prophecy said he would be called a Nazarene, it was just saying the prophets all said that this Messiah would be despised. Oh, I hope you've changed your mind about who he is. I hope you've changed from despising him to trusting him and knowing him and loving him. I look forward to sharing some more from the book of Matthew on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.